Hello and welcome to the My Ant World podcast preview of the Toronto Fringe Festival 2024. The festival this year runs July 3rd through 14th at various venues across the city, so be sure to head to fringetoronto.com to get your tickets. What we have for you today is a bit of a preview piece showcasing some of the artists who are going to be appearing in the festival. Everybody has submitted a 1 to 2 minute clip, some of them shorter, previewing their piece, just to give you a little bit of a sense of what you can expect at this year's festival. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll hand it over to the artists from here.
What's happening in Toronto? Bryce Varath here, writer and director for Toronto Fringe's 2024 production of An Evening at Sea. This play means a lot to me, and I'd love for you to step out and see it. What does it have? Well, there are pirates. Yarr! Shanties. The year I was arisen. Hip-hop. I'm a rapping pirate captain, I'm here to say. French accordion music. Thrills, spills, and chills. Ah. Actually, there aren't really any chills. But there is heart. So... please stop by 620 Spadina Avenue to see the wonderful Erin Jones as Queen Pirate, Karen Scora as Leandra, Layla Ainsley take on the role of dancer and wow audiences with her choreography, and then marvel at Zara Esmail's lighting and sound design. This summer only at Toronto Fringe 2024. St. Vladimir Institute, 620 Spadina, Toronto Fringe, teen category. Be there. Bow, bow, bow,
bow, ba-dow, bow. I'm Michael Finster, a psychotherapist with an almost established practice.
Michael, I'm trying to write here.
That's my wife, Susanna. She's just quit her job to write a book.
It's a play.
I knew that. But it's hard to write when your mother calls.
It's your mother, it's your mother.
With some rather unpleasant news.
Unpleasant? That's putting it lightly.
Well, we don't want to tell them everything. They'll find out the rest when they come to see Dead Right, a cheeky dark comedy about end-of-life choices, starring...
Chris Gibbs.
And Christy Woods.
Janelle Hutcheson and Alan Price.
And with special appearances by Potato Chips and a ladder.
Dead Right at the Alumni Theatre in the Toronto Fringe Festival.
Dead Right. Dead Right.
I'm Rachel Moore.
And I'm Catherine Teichman.
And we are the co-creators of Desperate Measures.
Desperate Measures, I think, is a perfect fit for The Fringe, which is why we chose to submit with it. It's funny and sexy, and it didn't feel too high stakes, but then it has constantly kept surprising us as we wrote and continue to develop it.
The story revolves around this couple, Pete and Amy, who are about to have a baby when he ends up being suddenly out of work. To supplement their income, Amy decides to explore the online world of panty selling, and that's where our play begins, their adventures in panty selling.
And it has been a blast. It's a super fun room. We're so lucky to have the awesome team we have. The show stars Hillary Wierkowski, Cameron Kniedemann, and Lisa Randall, who have been so willing to play around with anything we've thrown at them and have brought so much to the process.
As we kept writing new drafts, we got more and more invested, and although we both have a goofy side, we are both quite cerebral as well, and before we knew it, more and more of the things we really care about started entering the script, and we were layering in conversations and jokes about the economy, sex work, gender roles, so on and so forth. So it's given it a bit more depth in addition to its goofy, sexy side.
Desperate Measures is running at the Toronto Fringe Festival from July 4th to 14th at the Theatre Passmurai Backspace. You can visit the Fringe Festival website for tickets or find us on Instagram at Desperate Measures Show, all one word, for more info. You won't want to miss it.
Calling all families. Dive into the magical world of Dr. Dolittle at Fringe Festival this summer. Join us for a puppet adventure like no other. Perfect for kids and parents alike. Catch us at St. Vladimir's Institute from July 3rd to July 13th. Visit Fringe website for tickets and showtimes.
In the future, 1997, a tale unfolds, apocalyptic heaven. Toronto's burning, chaos in the streets. A hero rises, fame. Stanley Bryson dons the name Snake Plissken, bringer of
Girls' Night Cabin Fever is a hilarious horror farce following three best friends stranded at a creepy cabin in the woods. Their motto is, if you hear a strange sound outside, have another drink. Catch Girls' Night Cabin Fever at the Tarragon Extra Space this Fringe.
Are you awake? I know things aren't good between us right now. You are the most important person in my life, and it is taking everything for me to ask you this. Please come over. I'm scared. I don't want to leave my house. I'm worried that something bad is going to happen to me. I think someone is trying to break into my house. Please call me back, please. All I need is for you to see me about that thing. In case anything happens to me, I love you. I love you forever.
Sunday's phone's been going on like this for the last couple of weeks now, playing old messages she thought she deleted a long time ago. She's rushing out the door to meet her off-the-clock psychologist when it starts again. A horde of shameful emails from a departed friend derails her plans, forcing Sunday's unease about the friendship to the surface. William Dow, director of hit Fringe plays The Boy Who Cried and The Bad Mitzvah, returns to this year's festival joined by emerging writer-performer Rosina Pechinovska. The duo presents Gulp, a drama about a woman seeking answers to an impossible question. What is the responsibility of listening? Gulp is playing in the Theater Past Mirai's Backspace from July 4th to 14th as part of the Toronto Fringe Festival. Gulp is written and performed by Frosina Pechinovska, directed by William Dow, and assistant directed by Julia Angeloni, stage managed by Sabrina Weinstein, set design by Brad Gira, costume and prop design by Abby Este, sound design by Matt Lalonde, lighting design by Matthew Ivanov, produced by Sabrina Weinstein, Jacob Kay, Margaret Rose, and Mick Robertson.
Hello, my name is Steph Harkness, and I'm a dancer, teacher, and choreographer from Toronto, Ontario. I'm really excited to be premiering my choreography this July at the Toronto Fringe Festival. The work will be featuring performances from Jaden Richards, Kaylin Isserlin, Lola Jenkins, and Rakeem Hardy. You can see this piece at the Toronto Miles Nadal Jewish Community Center, inside of the gymnasium. How Lucky Are We is a celebration of queer friendship, chosen family, and the catharsis of simply being seen. This work is playful, mischievous, and tender, an ode to the pursuit of joy. I'm thinking about us, rushing at the sound of the school bell, making up handshakes. I'm thinking, how lucky are we to feel so deeply and be so young? I can't hear that song without thinking of you, and the dance plays out in my mind. I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you there. And if you have more questions or want to get some more behind the scenes of how this piece has come together, you can follow us on Instagram at howluckyare. That's how lucky are we. Thank you, and looking forward to sharing this piece with you all.
My name is Mark Keller. I'm the writer and performer of Pause at the Fringe Festival. This is a show that has been 10 years in the making. After getting my HIV diagnosis, I was determined to turn that devastation into art. I started saving screenshots of all the rejections I was getting after disclosing on dating apps. I ended up with a folder of over 70 screenshots, but they weren't all bad. Some were kind and compassionate, and I realized that stigma wasn't this black and white thing, but a complex issue that needed to be explored. It took me a long time, but I was finally inspired by the Fringe New Play Contest in the fall to write about my experience. The show ended up winning the contest, and suddenly performing this show was real and mandatory, so here we are. And I hope that you'll come see it at the Theater Past Mirai Backspace. It also features Alan Schonfield and Amber Pilon. It's directed by the brilliant Nick May and stage managed by Sophia DeSico, with posters designed by Martin Whalen. Thank you so much.
The night is young and rumors circling the air. The painting of the century, the lost Van Gogh, has been found. Everybody wants to get their hands on it. Some are just more motivated than others. Fresh Palette Theatre Company is proud to present its inaugural play, Painting by Numbers, written by Judah Paris and directed by Karen Edelist, as part of the 2024 Toronto Fringe Festival. Follow the journey of Van Gogh's lost masterpiece, Stolen, under the cover of darkness by Stevie Fitzgerald, a humble cleaner at an art depot. As Stevie brings the painting home, he is confronted by his no-nonsense sister Layla, who he entangles into a nonsensical whirlwind of intrigue that follows. The plot thickens as Layla's secret lover, the esteemed Wilfred Manchester III, launches a daring mission to salvage his family's honor by recovering the stolen artwork. And then there's Layla's ever-curious best friend, Vanessa, whose fascination with the painting adds the critical layer of desperation and mystery that every good comedic caper deserves. Reporter superstar Nellie Stars is there, microphone in hand and ready to report on the events as they unravel. As everyone's true motives are revealed, a question sneaks out of the shadows. Is this painting the true masterpiece that everyone thinks it is? Feelings are hurt, codes are switched, headlines are made, and will someone just tell the truth already? Featuring an amazing entourage of emerging actors, Cassandra Henry, Michael J. Hill, Naomi Kaplan, and Morgan Roy. Grab your palette and brush and sneak on down to the Tarragon Extra Space to enjoy this story of artful antics that will have you on the edge of your seat, or rather, the edge of your canvas, from start to finish.
Hi everyone, this is Andrew Siok, writer of Rosamund, a New Musical. Rosamund is a completely new reimagining of Sleeping Beauty. The premise is the same as the original, in that there's a princess, a prince, an evil fairy, and a magical sleeping spell. But beyond that, everything changes. In our reimagining, Rosamund does not hide, wait for a prince to save her, or accept her fate. She rewrites her story and sets out on a quest to break the curse once and for all. Our incredible cast includes A.J. Bridell, Gabby Epstein, David Rogers, Kyle Brown, Rosalind Bugay, Hee-Yoon Park, Sarah Stalmer, Lily Liebreck, and myself. So, if you like modern Disney animated films with the drama and epicness of Les Mis, then come check us out at the Fringe.
Rebel Bubby thought marriage would change her rebellious ways. She was wrong. Whether it's regaling her grandkids with tales of Woodstock or getting arrested, her big heart and potty mouth gives new meaning to Senior Citizen. Catch her at the Alumni Theater on July 4th, 6th, 7th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th.
You may know her as the recurring Orthodox Jewish girl from the ski lift episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm, or as Perla on Hacks. But now award-winning actor and comedian Iris Barr is bringing her newest hilarious and heartbreaking solo show to Toronto, July 3rd through 14th at the Tarragon Main Space. Despite the distance, a mother and daughter connect via WhatsApp video daily. When the mother is confronted with an emergency, Iris must navigate the life and death situation through a screen. Days later, Iris finds herself relocating across the globe overnight to parent her parent. Straddling cultures, generations, and an ocean, See You Tomorrow is a surprising, funny, and poignant story about family, caregiving, guilt, and what happens when memory and one's history dissolves in an instant. Visit www.irisbahr.com for more details, or iris.bahr on Instagram, Tinder, Hinge, and Bumble.
Hey, Sarah, and Simon, and Nathan. Jamie here, obviously, in Toronto. Are you there yet? I guess not. You're probably not even out of Ontario yet. Hope the drive's going well. Ah, oh, that's terrible. Nate, don't be too hard on Simon. And don't worry, Sarah. It'll be incredible. And Simon, be careful out there. I know how crazy Saskatchewan people can be. My loves, just remember you have each other. Shit, I miss you guys. Don't. Scratch that.
Come see Saskatchewan, an aspirational polyamorous adventure at the Native Arts Aki Studio with Naima Sundiata, Ben Chinapin, Hidetaka Ishii. Simon Sarnowski, Maria Sergianis, and Dan Wilmot. Produced by Kaylee Hay Valley. Written and directed by Justin Hay.
Hi, I'm Connor.
I'm Sean.
I'm Julian.
I'm Lowen.
And we are Sexy Rex. Perfectly insane. Yeah.
Just like we practice.
We really want you to come see Crime After Crime at the Toronto Fringe. It's a spectacle of a show. Very funny. High action. High drama.
We got a film noir in the 50s. We got a heist movie in the 70s. We got a buddy cop in the 90s. There's explosions that we make with our mouths.
Oh, yeah. We touch Julian's face so much in this show.
We're going to cut that part. No. It's going to be at the Tarragon Theater. Get your tickets now. They are selling, which is fantastic. I don't know why I'm surprised.
Julian's mom's coming to every show.
Every show.
He's four. So God, I hope not. Sure to I got to call her.
Be like Julian's mom and buy a ticket to every show, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm here to talk about veteran sketch comedy ensemble Solo Act and their Fringe debut, a show called You Lost Me. This is an hour-long sketch comedy show playing from July 5th to 14th at the Alumni Theater. Creating You Lost Me, we wanted to make a show that spoke to our unique, inspiring backgrounds. Unfortunately, we discovered that we aren't that unique or inspiring. In fact, we're not really that interesting in general. So instead, we've created a show about the little problems anyone can relate to, whether it's your house getting messy right after you've cleaned it, or the trendy restaurant you booked not being worth the hype. But that's really only scratching the surface. For an in-depth preview of You Lost Me, enjoy these real, out-of-context lines from the show.
You were right. Mom was a banshee.
I don't think women can be herded with farts.
I'm talking about the burger gurgler and her girdle burgers.
What even is a crab ball, and why is it $35 for one of them?
No. The supple curves of the Porsche are no match for the angular fortitude of the Kia Soul.
Like we said, relatable comedy. Confused? Guess you'll have to check out You Lost Me, July 5th to 14th at the Alumni Theater.
Choose. Connect. Communicate. Let's get started. See the Bluffs at the 2024 Toronto Fringe Festival. Playing July 4th to 14th at the Theatre Pass Marais Main Space. Written by Sarini Kumarasinghe, directed by Jackie Sirois, and featuring performances by Shalena Cristante, Justine Christensen, Malcolm Green, and Sydney Watson. You will not want to miss this new, exciting, gothic drama produced by Mid-20s Theatre.
Come to the Purple Stage Show, mind the umbrellas. Based around five umbrellas, a clothing rack, this physical theater show is an absurd and honest fever dream.
Five neurodiverse artists traverse ambitions and desires in the face of reality.
Each stop along the way is a portal to sing and dance and surprising characters.
The show is at Theater Pass Marais, 16 Ryerson Avenue.
July 4 at 6:15. July 5th, 5:45 p.m. July 9, 1:45 p.m. July 10, 1:45 p.m.
You can follow us at the Purple Stage on Instagram.
Enjoy the show.
Hope to see you there.
First of all, let me tell you, Dramatic Jukebox is thrilled to bring Tobatik Singh to the Toronto Fringe Festival. It is a show that delves into the universal longing for home, which is set in a mental asylum following the partition of India and Pakistan. In 1947, it explores the emotional turmoil of its inhabitants as they struggle with displacement and fractured sense of identity. This story basically echoes the ongoing loss of home experienced by refugees around the world. It's a constant reminder that the cost of displacement transcends borders and time. This is an adaptation of a short story written by Saadat Hasan Manto, which was published in 1955. It promises a unique blend of political satire and poignant drama. So through this show, the audience will step into a post-partition mental asylum and witness the inmates struggle with the world they knew getting ripped apart. They grapple with the fundamental question that where is our home? Tubatik Singh promises a unique and innovative approach to the theatrical experience. And this production embraces the concept of devising, which is a collaborative approach where the actors work together with the directors to explore the themes and the characters of the show. Our co-directors, Deval Soni and Ethan Persico, use a satirical lens, challenging audience to question societal norms. They are exploring the concept of whether those deemed insane might in fact possess a clearer vision of reality than those in power. So yeah, we are running for 7 nights from July 4th to July 13th at the Al Green Theatre. For more information, you can check our page on Instagram, Dramatic Jukebox Live.
Hello, I'm Andrea, an Italian clown based in Los Angeles, California. This year, I'm very excited to bring my clown show to the Toronto Fringe Festival. The show is called Tonight, A Clown Who Wanted to Be Loved. Unfortunately, in the show, I don't talk much, really, so you will not be able to hear this funny accent of mine. But you will be able to see some crazy tape measure tangles, some boxing in slow motion, wild pizza dancing, you know, the usual. It's a very playful and silly show about love. It will make you laugh and maybe it will make you cry, just a little bit. It will be playing at the Tarragon Theatre in the Solo Room from July 4th to July 14th. I would be delighted to see you there. Tonight, A Clown Who Wanted to Be Loved.
Hello there. We just wanted to let you know as the Antic Company that we're going to be making our theater production debut at this year's Toronto Fringe Festival. The Unexpected Mayfly is going to be opening on July 3rd, and we will be playing throughout the festival at the Tarragon Theatre Solo Room. The show is written by Tuna Gumele, who won the John Kaplan Legacy Award for a graduating theatre student in 2022. It also includes Cemre Gumele, a successful international actor making her directorial debut. Starring Victoria Gallant and Tuna Gumele, The Unexpected Mayfly is a dark comedy that deals with the very nature of human lives. Breaking the fourth wall, it was surely going to make you laugh and have you second-guessing yourself, but it's twists and turns. You can learn more about us and the show by going to @TheAntic Company on social media platforms for more information.
Hi, I'm Sarah Raj, creator of Yoga for Billionaires, an immersive comedy about society's obsession with extreme wealth. Breathe in. Billions. We first made the show in New York City and we can't wait to bring it to Toronto, our hometown. The audience becomes part of the play in this cool political satire featuring me, an actress and comedian, Lindita Kulo. Come join us at Tarragon Extra Space, July 3rd to 14th, Yoga for Billionaires.
Firstborn Theatre presents Gringas. Hi, I'm Mercedes Isasa Clooney, and I am the playwright of Gringas.
Hi, my name is Zoe Marin, and I'm the director of Gringas.
Gringas takes place under the Muskoka sun,
where 7 Latina teenagers from across the Latin America diaspora are at language camp, learning Spanish for the first time.
Inside cabins, bathing in lakes, and in magical dreamscapes, these young women are determined to find themselves before the summer is up.
This project has meant so much to us as first and second generation immigrants, and we are beyond excited to share it with you at Fringe.
You will hopefully laugh, potentially cry, and 100% hear some Spanish.
Hope to see you there.
Is this thing on?
Okay. This is Sun,
coming to you live from the Boundlessness on behalf of Edit Olnick, Hannah Smith, and all the other fantastic creators of Telling Stars Theater to announce that the humans on Earth have invited us to perform Great Felt Greatness at the Al Green Theater.
Son.
Yes, Creo, hi.
Hi, I have an idea.
What's the idea?
I'm gonna make a scrumptious, delicious, nutritious idea that beats at the tip of my finger.
But Creo, wait. Can the idea wait? Because I have some news too.
What is it, son?
Did you hear? We get to go to Earth.
What?
We're going to Earth.
Earth?
We're going to Earth.
Oh, but for what, son?
They want us to come to Earth to speak.
To speak?
They want us to speak.
Speaking is hard, son. I don't know. Why do they want us to speak?
I don't know. I think they're interested in what we have to say.
But what would we say? What are we going to do, son?
I
don't think I'm ready for such a task.
Creo, breathe. Take a breath. Listen, I have an idea.
Yes?
Why not? You said you had an idea. You were working on something.
I did.
Oh, that's good. Maybe you can tell all the humans what you want to create.
You know what? That's right. Is this thing live?
Yes.
Oh my God, I didn't know. I don't think I can say my idea right now. That'd be...
Breathe. But Creo, look. You did it. You spoke live. On a microphone.
Is this the microphone that we're speaking through?
This is the microphone that we're speaking through.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh. Well, I guess we're gonna see all of you down at the theater.
That's right. We will see you all soon.
This is exciting.
It is exciting. Okay, everyone, take care. And I know you will all do... Oh, I can't say that last line.
So that's all for our participating artists for now. Be sure to head to fringetoronto.com to get your tickets, and we hope to see you around the festival. Be sure to follow myentertainmentworld.ca on the website. We'll have an ongoing, constantly updating list with all of our reviews, as well as at myentworld on Instagram, as well as on Twitter, and on Facebook, we're at myentertainmentworld, and you'll be able to find all of our coverage there. All right, see you around.